Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, September 8, 2008. Arab officials continue to meet in the framework of their exerted effort to solve the Palestinian question, and Israel's police demand indicting the Israeli Prime Minister. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli authorities have recently prevented seven local Palestinian farmers of the West Bank city of Hebron from working in their farmland. The Israeli military measures continue across the West Bank as settlement activities go on over there. In the meantime, Arab foreign ministers are expected to meet in Cairo today in follow-up of the Arab States Summit of Damascus in March 2008. The ministers are going to be briefed by President Mahmoud Abbas on the latest developments of the Palestinian-Israeli negotiations. The ruling Hamas party, along with the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine in Gaza, have both issued statements calling on the foreign ministers to take a firm decision towards ending the 14-month-old Israel blockade on Gaza. Earlier, the foreign ministers had declared Gaza as a traumatized zone. Meanwhile, John Ging, the director of UNRWA's operation in the Gaza Strip, described today the situation in Gaza as extremely harsh. Ging blamed the suffering of the Gaza population for the political conflict, saying the ordinary people of Gaza pay the price for political conflict. UNRWA had recently granted $6 million to the students of UNRWA schools in the Gaza Strip in order to help them buy stationery and supplies needed to start the new school year. In Israel, the Israeli police submitted two charges of corruption against Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert to the Israeli Attorney General Menachem Mazuz in order to indict the premier. Olmert is accused of bribery and money laundering, among other issues. Israeli police has also recommended prosecutors to press charges against Olmert's former business partner, Uri Messer. Olmert is the first Israeli Prime Minister whom the state presses charges against while in office. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari, Hossam Kassis, and George Rishmawi.